Do you like wrestling? Do you like fun? Do you like comedy? Do you like crisscross applesauce? Check us out every Friday night, 7:15 Eastern, for Wrestle Rock. We're streaming live, Wildfire Sports, wildfireradio.com. And you can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter. Check it out. Wrestle spelled R-A-S-S-L-E. Just type that in your search box. Whatever, Google it. Do the work. The archives are available on wildfireradio.com in the podcasting section. Also on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, VOC Nation, CastBox, and iTunes.
You're the man, baby.
Hi, this is DCW announcer Jay Davis, and you're listening to Wrestle Rock on Wildfire Radio.
Woo! Previously on Wrestle Rock!
I don't know if any of you guys noticed, like, Ziggler did the deed to get wrecked by Goldberg because he was supposed to be released from his contract.
Oh, really?
And then Vince McMahon said no. So he walked up, he's like, all right, man, time for me to... I did my part, like, in time for me to leave. He wants to pursue comedy and start doing some acting and stuff. Just take a breather, get away from the business. And Vince is like, "Nah, we'll just send you home and not pay, and we'll keep paying you."
Huh.
They won't release him from his contract.
If they're just sending him home and they're not putting him on TV, can't he just go and do comedy?
I guess.
He's not competing with WWE.
He can't work at the same clubs that Vince works at.
He can't pursue a Netflix special.
What's the deal with these vanilla midgets?
What?
wearing their favorite superheroes clothes.
Did you?
I'll be in Bananas and Poughkeepsie later this week.
Welcome to Wrestle Rock with Rick Connor.
Fat and talentless.
Matt Flowers.
Give me what I want.
Mark Kalbacher.
Is that okay, 2019?
And Corey Castle.
Tell everybody that you love them, so enjoy your life.
You're such a hippie.
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? You know what time it is? It's time to Wrestle Rock. I'm Rick Connor.
And I'm Corey Castle.
Turn my goddamn microphone on!
God damn it, Jeremy!
That woke me up, dude. Thank you.
Damn it, Jeremy! I wanted to give Matt a little treat. Oh, man. Yeah. What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Wrestling, huh?
There's a lot going on that
we're
going to cover today.
Much going on.
Hello, listeners. Thank you again for joining us. Oh, boy.
Dude,
I'm excited.
The war is on. People wanted a war, right, guys? They wanted that war. It's that Monday Night War is back. They wanted it, but it's on Wednesdays now.
And Vince is dishing out MRSA right off the bat, dude.
MRSA.
Yeah.
Biological warfare, man.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, NXT is moving to USA Network on Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock.
And it's going
to
be 2 hours.
It's going to be two hours live.
Can we talk about this?
2 hour live.
I'm not.
NXT.
I'm not a fan of making it 2 hours.
I'm not either, dude. I don't know why they can't do 1 hour of NXT and then 1 hour of 205 Live.
It's going to be so many commercials. It's just going to be commercials. Like,
yeah, that's true. It'll be like an extra 40 minutes.
Oh, it'll be so many commercials, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that extra hour is just all commercials.
Yeah. I mean, SmackDown's good at 2 hours.
And it's going to be commercials for WWE-branded content.
Yeah, on Fox.
Yeah, because, look, man, I mean, NXT is going to capture the internet wrestling community. Right, so the amount of people who are watching NXT are probably not going to be the same amount of people who are watching the regular WWE branded shows. So this will be like, hey, isn't this cool that we're doing this? And this will be an opportunity to squeak that into some of the content that people are trying to consume.
Squeak. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's all good because the NXT guys are first of all they're getting more money.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, and they really, really deserve it.
It's all good.
It's all good, man. I'm really, really happy for that. And it's a chance to showcase, because if you don't have the network, you don't know what the hell NXT is.
Right.
Like, there's a bunch of casual fans that just watch Raw or SmackDown or just the pay-per-views, or they come in at WrestleMania or whatever, and this is a great chance to expose them.
For sure makes NXT way more relevant than it could have ever imagined being if it stayed on the network.
Yeah.
This actually feeds to my idea that I've had for a long time about the you know, playing for bragging rights and putting some stakes on some stuff. So I like, well, now that NXT is on Fox or NXT is on USA, they could go, oh, we're gonna have NXT guy versus SmackDown guys, and if we beat you, NXT takes over SmackDown. And we're on Fox. We're on prime time. That's some high-ass stakes right there.
It's true. They could do something like that. They very well could.
That's the benefit I see with NXT moving to a network is because on the WWE network, they were just looked at as a developmental show. Right. But now it's on main roster. And
now.
Honestly, yeah. They're probably going to get better ratings.
Yeah.
Right. Especially at first. With the whole going up against AEW, and it's something new, something fresh. So I mean,
thank goodness for DVR, really.
Yeah,
I think like that. It's such a different advent now, like compared to when, dude, I used to tape Nitro in my bedroom and watch it Raw in the living room.
Right, like the Monday Night Wars. Like it's so different now because you have stuff like DVR, you have YouTube, you have Hulu, you have all these different outlets, or you can still watch it on the network. Like I'm hearing NXT is going to air
Thursdays.
The next day.
Yeah.
So it's
which is what I'll probably do both. I'll probably DVR and if I don't see the DVR, I'll watch the network. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah. I'm liking the idea. It feels a little petty on the WWE side. It's like they're trying to shut down AEW before they even get started.
Do you think that like
go ahead, but I was going to say that I don't think that's the case. I don't think AEW's selling out all of their venues.
Yeah, but it's like 8,000 seats.
Yeah, well, WWE's having trouble getting 8,000 people to their SmackDowns and stuff, man. They haven't sold out shows in like forever. Like as far as like live events, mm-hmm. other than like the pay-per-views, mm-hmm. they're having trouble getting 8,000 in the seats.
Yeah. It's tough to get a sold crowd.
And
AEW has sold crowds, and that's WWE does all these charities and comps, and they put a lot of people in there, like who are part of a sweepstakes or whatever sort of thing. Like AEW may do some of that, but they're selling out,
And they're hitting all the college towns, and they're apparently targeting the college age. Like when they come to Philly, they're at the Lee Course Center. They're at Temple, and then when they're in these other venues, they're the college venues, which is smart. And they're selling out, dude.
They are.
NWO sold out.
So I don't know, man. It's it feels like the Wednesday Night War is gonna come in, man.
Well, I was gonna say, how much do you think this is gonna affect the rest of wrestling? Like as far as like the indie level wrestling. Like people will be so overexposed to what good wrestling is that it'll be tough to sit through wrestling that's not very good.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been saying for years with this whole thing with WWE wanting control of the independents and the good independent companies being good. Because, like, no offense, but these, like, local shows in like Delaware and whatever. Like,
wow.
They're gonna fold because they're gonna be exposed that it's like, oh, like compared to all the good indies, like because you've got NWA that's gonna start filming. Mm-hmm. Sinclair just bought a bunch of Disney's sport channels. I just read they own Ring of Honor, so they're gonna get TV deals. TNA's on. You know, whatever, but I hear Impact's great. I hear it's a great show, man.
I'm hearing they're looking to do like a studio show as well.
Yeah, and MLW just is partnering with Crash and like doing all like they're doing good stuff. I mean, New Japan's still hot. Kenta just joined the Bullet Club.
Yeah,
that was a huge angle. Like, dude, I'm so pumped, man. Like, there's so many cool things happening. So many cool things.
It's hard to not watch good wrestling these days.
yeah, you can.
It's, if you're a wrestling fan, it's
stumble backwards into some good wrestling.
It's so difficult to watch things because I mean, like everybody has their favorites. They have their WWE, or they, you know, it's like, oh, I watch nothing but New Japan. Well, they can do that now, and you know, it's all like. It's almost like the territory days where you have like New Japan over here. You have AEW, you have WWE, you have MLW, you have all these different places that you can go to.
It's impossible to watch everything you can watch.
You can't.
It's impossible.
Right. You absolutely can't.
But it's good to have those flavors. You know? Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate. Sometimes I'm in the mood for peanut butter. Sometimes I'm in the mood for mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, baby. Eat with your head.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for those moose tracks.
I love moose tracks.
It's really good, dude.
Moose tracks
those
is so
moose
good.
Tracks?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What is it? It's like dark chocolate.
Yeah, like little pieces
with
of
like
chocolate
fudge.
In it. Yep.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want the chubby hubby.
Yo, dude, I don't really eat ice cream very much, but mm-hmm. like a couple weeks ago, I was just so...
You had a hankering?
I was so curious about this. At Wawa, they sell this product called Big Gay Ice Cream.
I've seen it.
And
yeah.
I was very like curious about it. I was ice curious.
Stop.
I really wanted to try it. And it was the best stuff I've ever had.
Are they like, local?
I don't know. But they're good. They're so good. It was so good.
What was gay about it?
There was rainbow unicorns on the front. I don't know. Yeah. That's all. That was gay about it. Maybe the people who own it are gay people. I don't know.
Supported some kind of LGBTQ community.
By the way, man, is there nothing better than swinging by a Wawa, getting one of their sandwiches, a bag of chips, soda, maybe now a Big Gay ice cream?
This episode brought to you by Wawa.
Is there nothing better, like for like you know? I just want to pick something up, get home, crash on a TV. Watch some pro wrestling.
Dude, a lot of the people who listen to this show don't have Wawa's where they are.
Well, only I'll tell you what, there's like 10 within a mile from each other.
Hey, where we live, man, it's hard to not go to a Wawa.
Hey, everybody who's listening who doesn't have a Wawa around you and doesn't even know what we're talking about when we say Wawa.
It's a convenience store. It's like a 7-Eleven or it's
whatever,
like...
Whatever their convenience store is.
Sheets or... Like it's a quick stop.
It's like Royal Farms,
Turkey Hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could
7-Eleven.
It just sounded like a real country. Turkey Hill, Royal Farms.
On the country road, take me home, Turkey Hill. Getting Big Gay ice cream.
Very good. Very good ice cream.
I'm going to check it out next time.
Please.
For ice cream.
Yeah, why not?
Let me know.
What flavor is it?
It was something incredible. I don't know.
What flavor was it? Chocolatey or
it was,
what?
It was, it had like vanilla wafers in it and stuff.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was so good. I can't stop talking about it. I can't. I'm gonna bring it up for the rest of the show.
Who wins ice cream? Wah, 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 wah. Zing. There's a lot of things going on this week. We should probably talk about Dean Ambrose a little bit. Elbow injury, and he's out of All Out.
Yeah, he's got a MRSA infection.
Boo. Yeah. Meow, meow, meow. This is shaping up to be their go-home show before they go live with their weekly show. I got the card here. It looks like a pretty stacked card. Adam Page versus Chris Jericho for the world title. This will crown the first world champion, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Kenny Omega will be facing to be determined.
It's Pac now, dude.
They named Pac.
Yeah, and I think that's going to square up to be a better match than with Ambrose.
Than
honestly.
With Ambrose, yeah. Wasn't Pac out? Like, didn't he say, you know, I'm not doing the job to Cody or somebody?
Yeah, yeah. But they never cleared that up. If that was just like a, if they didn't want like. If it was him making that decision or if they decided not to book him until down the road.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Because they didn't.
I thought it had something to do with his deal with New Japan or something.
Or
who's
some
he part
of?
01, maybe?
It was Dragon Gate.
Dragon Gate. Yeah, okay. Mm. I knew it had something to do with his current contract that he had. Or he was
like the champion
in
Dragon
somewhere.
Gate or
yeah.
something. And he's like, oh, I can't go on another company and lose.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. It was dumb.
Okay, yeah, that's just being a mark.
Yeah.
Quit being a mark.
Quit being a mark.
Quit being a mark, Pac.
Mark Pac. We got the Best Friends versus the Dark Order. I'm not a big fan of the Dark Order.
Me
I know they're from Chikara,
man.
But they just...
Not a fan either.
They're kind of rubbing the wrong way.
I don't know who they are. Who is the Dark Order?
They were... You know who they were?
Evil
in,
Uno
in
and
CZ,
Stu
in
Grayson.
In CZW, they were Player Uno and... the Super Smash Brothers.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I know. I've heard of them. I don't know who they are.
They're the Dark Order now.
But there's like 15 of them now.
It was like the guy had like a Nintendo gimmick, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I do like, on the other hand, I like the best friends.
Chuck, yeah, they're
Chuck
good.
Taylor and
I like Chuck. I don't know.
Trent Beretta.
Oh, yeah. Chuck and Trent.
Chuck and Trent.
Did you guys ever meet Chuck?
Yeah.
Is he a good dude?
I feel like I have.
Does he live in Philly, the Philly area?
I don't know. But I remember seeing him in Philly a lot. But that's how I knew him. He thought he was kind of cool. He was never uncool. But
didn't he team with Billy Gunn? They were Billy and Chuck?
Chuck Palumbo?
Oh, that doesn't sound at all like Taylor. I knew it wasn't him. I'm messing. The Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks.
The Lucha Brothers.
The Lucha Brothers. That's not like even close to like,
the Lucha Brothers.
You were doing like Mario.
Yeah. I thought you were doing
Mario.
I thought you were doing Iron Cheek. He's gonna be doing commentary.
Hey, Lucha Brothers.
That match is gonna be awesome. Is that the ladder match? Is that a ladder match for the?
I believe so. They're calling it's in Spanish. Okay. It's Escalera de la Muerte.
The Lucha Brothers are the real.
They're the real.
They're the real Hulk Hogan.
Cody versus Sean Spears. This is going to be kind of good. And it's finally. This is their only feud, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is their only storyline that they're going with.
And Tully Blanchard's going to be in Sean Spears' corner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They've been building this matchup good. Well, on I don't watch the Being the Elites, but I see like you know on Twitter like they'll show like little clips, and what they're doing a lot too is they're attacking each other at different indie shows,
mm-hmm.
like Sean Spears attacked Cody and MJF at some random indie show that they were on,
is that
stuff like that.
MJF, that's a company, right?
MJF is
no. Hey, you said it's some indie company.
And some indie company named MJF. Yeah.
MJF. They went to the show and they beat him. Why am I unsatisfied with?
Oh, yeah. I had to pull my chair there for a second. I sat down.
Why am I unsatisfied with how I am?
That match is going to be good. I feel.
We got Darby Allin versus Joey Janela versus Jimmy Havoc. Three-way dance. I like Jimmy Havoc. Do you not like Darby Allin or Joey Janela or Jimmy Havoc?
I'm not a fan of any three of those guys.
No?
They're mud show wrestlers, dude.
I like Jimmy Havoc. He was in CZW.
Was he?
Wasn't he?
No. Danny Havoc. I'm a fan of Danny Havoc.
Jimmy Havoc was just some weird...
Oh, wait. Who am I?
He's just some British dude with like a weird shaved haircut.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, what is so appealing about him?
Nothing.
Never mind.
He's like Thumbtack Jack.
Oh.
At least Thumbtack Jack had like a weird gimmick. Like he was like.
Right. This guy is like a fake Thumbtack Jack.
Yeah.
A thumb frack Jack. I don't know. It's.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, I know exactly who he is. And yeah, I'm not a fan of him either. Who was I thinking of? Who was the guy?
You're thinking of Grant.
You're thinking of Danny Havoc.
No. Who was the guy that used to work for WWE backstage? And he got fired because he took a picture with the Bullet Club.
Jimmy Jacobs.
Jimmy Jacobs. That's who I was thinking.
Not a fan of him.
Wrong
either.
Jimmy.
Us.
Yeah, that
Us.
Guy.
Yeah.
Who was he dating? Becky Bayless?
He was back in way back when. Yeah.
When we knew him.
Yeah. The last time we saw him, he was with Solo Darling, and he was still working for WWE. Like, when you and I saw him last.
Yeah. So I like Solo Darling.
That was like. Some crappy Delaware show.
Some crappy Delaware show. I don't know what it was. I don't even know if they're in business anymore, that company.
I don't think so.
302? I have no idea. But there's a 21-woman casino battle royale, and the winner will get a match for the inaugural AEW Women's World Championship. Why is it inaugural? Scheduled for October 2nd AEW show on TNT. Hooray.
I don't
know who's in it.
I feel like they shouldn't call it a women's championship. I think it should just be, like, I don't know. I feel like...
Because they don't call the men's championship the men's championship.
No, right, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
They should have its own, like, particular name, like, that you're like, okay, I know that that's for that division.
Right.
Well, they can't call it Diva.
No.
princess?
That's worse.
No, yeah. I'm just trying to think of
the butterfly championship. Just
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, what would you call it?
I don't know. But something badass though. Not like something frilly. It would be something like badass.
You'd well, why don't they just call the men's championship the men's and the women's?
Cause no. Poo.
Cause no poo.
No, I don't know, but it should for sure have its own like cool badass thing. like the warrior title or something like that.
Mm. Amazon's? What were those? What's Wonder Woman? She's an Amazon,
she's
right?
She's an Amazon.
Yeah. It's an Amazonian title? That's terrible. I don't know. We'll come up with something.
Yeah.
The Ovary Championship. Ryo versus Hikaru Shida, if I'm saying that properly.
Are we still talking about All Out?
Jeez. Yeah. There's a lot of matches. All right, well, there's also Private Party versus Angelico and Jack Evans, which is on the pre-show. Nobody cares.
Jack Evans.
But that's the whole card.
Jack Evans shouldn't be on the pre-show, though, for sure.
I like Angelico and Jack Evans.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know who Private Party is. You. Have we seen them
before? Angelo Dawkins. Who's the team on NXT now, dude?
The Street Profits,
Crime Time, Harlem
Same
Heat,
people.
Like Blackout wannabes.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Yeah,
Who
yeah.
Who cares? I don't care.
Nobody cares.
Private Party. Shut up.
Private Party sounds definitely like a champagne room sort of thing. Like, it does not sound like you're cool because of it.
No.
It sounds like, like you're into weird stuff. It for sure doesn't sound cool.
Yeah. So that's All Out. That's happening on the 31st of this month. Same day.
I'm watching it over Scotty Dick's house, man.
Yeah. He just texted me.
If you don't have plans, because I'm going, Sean's going, mm-hmm. Uncle Scott, mm-hmm. the whole gang, dude, if you don't have anything going on.
Okay. What day of the week is it?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Because the plan was to watch, because NXT UK is the same day, too, and there's New Japan.
Yeah.
But I'm only watching one show, man. That's
Well, I'll watch the NXT UK show, and then Corey can watch the New Japan show. And
I'll probably watch the All Out.
All Out.
I'm curious, and I'm probably being like a mark and bite and bait that is insufficient. But like, I'm excited for. I'm hoping that Punk does something. Like, I want that to happen.
Dude, did you hear that his agent apparently reached out to Fox?
Yeah, I heard.
What's
that
about, man? So all right. The story I heard.
There's billions to be had, and he wants some of them.
That's the story. So everybody, CM Punk's going to be at what? StarCast. Right, the day before All Out.
It's in Chicago.
In Chicago. And everybody's like, oh, AEW's in Chicago. CM Punk's going to be there. Cody, I think, said in a tweet or said in an interview, something like that, said, I wouldn't be surprised if CM Punk goes to WWE, which made everyone's head explode. Why? What does this mean? What's happening? And somebody reached out to, CM Punk's agent or something like that, that said CM Punk's agent went to Fox and on behalf of CM Punk and said, hey, there's a WWE talk show coming up on FS1 that we think CM Punk would be great for. Mm. So it's very possible we could be seeing CM Punk back in the WWE, maybe not in a wrestling
capacity
right. But, you know, it's very possible.
I think it's all work, dude.
Think it's all a work?
I think it's all work.
I say fooey, patooey. Fooey, patooey. I don't like it.
You don't like the what? What about you? What about it don't you like?
Like, I get it. Like, CM Punk, like, we've been waiting for CM Punk. You know what I mean? Like, fans have been missing CM Punk. And for him to come back and just be a broadcaster right away, it's not a good look. Like, it's like a wind up this fist to poke you in the eyes with this hand.
Yeah,
It feels real cheapened.
I don't think he's coming back to do anything with wrestling ever again.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he'll do like the meet and greet.
If he'll get Fox's billions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, if he gets that money, he'll probably do it. But it's not going to be like he's going to be hosting it by himself. He's not, you know, Jimmy Fallon. It's going to be like a, you know, like he probably hosting with like Renee Young or somebody.
Lord Alfred Hayes.
Lord Alfred Hayes comes out. Is he dead? He might be dead. Yeah, so it's going to be something like that. And Matt, you might have nailed it. It might be just a whole big work, and he's going to show up at All Out. But if he doesn't show up at All Out, everyone shut the hell up. How about that? Can we just shut the hell up about CM Punk? If he doesn't show up at a show in Chicago while he's in Chicago, when everybody the logo on All Out is CM Punk's logo.
No, it's just the Chicago flag.
It's not the Chicago flag.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Excuse me while I Google the Chicago flag.
But, yeah, and the thing about the...
it's CM Punk's logo!
The thing about the agent reaching out is that... So CM Punk wouldn't be paid by WWE. It would be paid by Fox. It would be a Fox show.
Right, it'd be a...
that's also probably like a screw you to WWE. Like, I'm hosting your show.
Okay, it's the flag of Chicago. My bad. My bad, guys. My mistake.
It's okay.
I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know state flags.
I won't hit a button that says, yeah.
I'll hit it on myself. There you go.
Say yeah.
There you go. I got to say yeah for being wrong about something. But if he doesn't show up, just everybody needs to shut the hell up. Everybody needs to stop at the CM Punk chance. If he doesn't come back to wrestling on that day, he's not coming back.
I think in WWE, they don't need him because they have Kevin Owens. I think
they don't need him at all.
They don't need him at all. Like AEW could use his name recognition for sure.
Sure.
They could use the star power. WWE doesn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be cool to see him back anywhere because I've been a fan of CM Punk's for a long time, but I don't think he needs to be in WWE. And There's gonna be bad blood. There's gonna be grudge. There's gonna be bullying that comes towards him from office people for sure. There's no way it's just gonna be all smooth right from the start of it.
Right.
And you know, like it seems like somebody's return to WWE is only really good when they've gone and made a bigger name for themselves elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like look at Drew McIntyre. Look at Christian.
Yeah.
Look at who else has done that? There's been
The Rock. I mean,
no, I'm talking about
Jesse Ventura. Like,
no, I'm talking about like in wrestling.
Yeah.
Like if you only count what he did with UFC, then he didn't do crap.
Right.
You know, but if you're counting like he just had an elite title reign or. Like a second wind of his career that you never thought was ever going to happen. And then he goes, okay, maybe I'll let WWE put me in their Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
Like that would, it feels like it would be a little more appropriate.
Yeah. I agree.
He's a cult of personality.
That's what he is. Mm-hmm. He has to come out to that song too. AEW has to put up the money for that song because no other song is going to be better. It's like Sandman when he came out in WWE, and it was like,
Well, dude, that's another issue these other shows are gonna have because, like, after a while, like the WWE theme songs that they create for the wrestlers, like they get in your head and you know them and you identify the wrestler with the theme songs. AEW isn't gonna be the same. Like, remember when WCW had the fake like
the DDP,
smells
like Teen Spirit.
It's so lame, and like they're gonna have to like. Get some creative people to sit down and like come up with theme songs that like look at Bray Wyatt's theme song is like number one on downloaded song.
And that's a cover.
Yeah,
that's a cover of his old song. But even the old song was a good song. And then you got Nakamura and Bobby Roode and all these other good, like really good theme songs.
It's just second rate if you make those stupid fake stupid.
I feel
songs.
Like some of WWE's theme songs are that way too. Like Seth Rollins' song sucks. Like it's
like Burn It Down,
and then it's no words. It's no. It's just Burn It Down, and then it just goes.
How's that go?
Just like how I just did it. Just play the tape back.
And now you know what? Since Tony Khan has all that money, I think they would make more money by paying for the rights to the actual songs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Dude, Sandman was huge when he got the...
They just think of a whole bunch of like songs that no one really knows anymore, just but they had relevancy back in the day. Yeah. They're like, close my eyes with that double vision. Yeah. And someone's like,
yeah, like someone's like, round like all these.
Turn around, turn around. Oh, like, man, if everybody came out to like 80s Sandman stuff.
Dude,
man.
That's what it should be. That is pro wrestling, dude. Round and round.
Dude. Mental health.
Yeah. Bang your head. Yeah, man. That's what it should be. They buy like the
we're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
She drives me crazy.
On the way to the ring, the Lucha Brothers.
Woke up to the sound of pouring rain. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
I remember you by Skid Row.
No, I was gonna say what's that song that was like extreme? Not
more than words. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, the Lucha Brothers coming out.
Yeah.
More than
the best
words.
Friends. That'd be a good yeah. Best Friends theme song.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming out, Darby Allin. Runaway train never gone back. Wrong way on a runway track.
I hurt that would myself.
That would cost a fortune, but it'd be so great.
It'd be so, dude.
It'd be so fantastic.
Oh my God, man. Ladies and gentlemen, coming down to the ringside. I'm trying to think of some other great, like, what are the wrestlers they have on the roster?
Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho,
MJF would be like, dirty laundry. Or, she's simply irresistible.
She drives me crazy.
Dude, Cesario, what's his name? Claudio Castagnoli. He used to come out to Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
That on the indies. And it was great. It was so insanely over. I'm surprised more people don't do that. Come out to like random 80s metal bands and stuff like that.
I'm surprised more people don't come out to Cesaro's old theme song.
Yeah.
Why don't people use that?
What the hell? Somebody should. It's a damn good song. Oh, goodness.
Show me around your fruitcakes.
So, AEW is going to be good with or without CM Punk. It's probably going to be a good show. I don't even know what's happening on the UK show. I haven't been able to keep up with it.
Walter's defending. I like Walter. Mm. I'll tune in for Walter against Tyler Bate. I think that's going to be an awesome match. But other than that, I don't know anything about the card.
No. I know there's a.
You can't counter program us, yo.
there's some kind of tag title match with who are the Welshmen? Do you know? No, I don't even know.
The Watskins?
The Welshmen?
I'm sure it's gonna be a great
the
show.
The people from that are Welsh. Not like you
that's
know,
the name.
That's
of
not
team.
The name of the team.
I've never heard of them.
They're just Welsh.
Never heard of her.
What this is Takeover Cardiff? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know UK towns. I got the card here. It's Tony Storm versus Kaylee Ray. Walter versus Tyler Bate. That's going to be a good match. Zach Gibson and James Drake versus Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster versus Gallus, whoever Gallus is. Mark Coffey and Wolfgang. They're good. Dan Mastiff versus Joe Coffey.
The Coffey brothers are killing it, dude. They're so good.
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
That's what I'm saying. It's good.
Travis Banks versus Noam Dar. I guess Noam Dar's in the UK now.
Yeah.
NXT UK.
I think it's under the radar. NXT UK. Just, I think it's going to be good.
What do you think is going to happen with 205 Live? There's a lot of rumors going around that it's going to just be canceled.
Dude, I've been watching it, and they have great stuff. I don't know why that just can't be the second hour.
It should be. It's really good. It's a really good show. I've been catching up on it lately. It's been pretty damn good.
They should do a worked cancellation of it.
A worked cancellation?
They should be like, no, it's canceled. No, we're not going anywhere. And then they keep doing it. Screw you, we're still doing it. You can take we're canceled, but we're still doing it. Screw you.
So like
a real defiant brand.
Yeah.
I guess NXT UK will just still be on the network at the regular
probably
schedule and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. 205 Live might be one of those things where no one's going to miss it until it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, Rick, no one's going to be like, oh, man, I didn't realize how good this was. We should go back and
right.
see it.
It's going to be like Shotgun.
Yeah.
It'll be just like Shotgun.
Shotgun Saturday Night.
Yeah.
That show did suck, though. That was really bad.
But you miss it, though.
But you miss it.
Yeah.
You miss it.
What do you know, Rick, about the tier systems that are coming on the WWE Network?
Tier systems? What do you mean?
They're going to have like a different pay price ranges where you'll get certain content.
Yeah, I don't know any really? Details about that yet.
This is what I've been... I heard something about this, and I don't know anything else about... Like, it's just... It was such in passing, but I feel like that's probably going to involve, like, Evolve... And the
ICW spider webbing, the other promotions. Yeah. Involved. That's what I think. What it's going to be too.
Yeah.
So I guess I can get behind that. That makes sense.
But it's like, all right, there's already enough stuff for free. We don't need more.
No, but I mean, it makes sense. It's like, oh, you can check out Evolve if you get the WWE Network and you pay an extra $10.
I probably won't do it.
No, I won't do it either. But
I checked it out because it was free, though.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw the Evolve show.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they do that with a bunch of different people, and then you can pay like an extra $10 and you get Evolve and you get, I don't know, Shine, you get like all these other different places that they have their fingers in.
I don't know, man.
It might. It all depends on how good it is.
She drives me crazy. Ooh. Ooh, like big gay ice cream. Ooh, ooh. It doesn't have a flavor. Vanilla wafers.
Should we go?
I was alone down the boardwalk. It was the end of summer. All the kids going back to school. And I was driving down the highway.
On the highway.
And I was
on
running.
The boardwalk. I was driving down the boardwalk.
This is after the boardwalk. I took a stroll on the boardwalk, and then I took a drive home. And I ran out of gas. And as I ran out of gas, I pulled up into a Wawa gas station. And I got out of the car because I needed a snack because I was hungry.
You need a gas, too.
I know. I need no weekend. Down at the Jersey Shore, and I went in. And in the corner of my eye, I saw Big Gay Ice Cream, and I wrote this song. She draws me crazy. I wrote that song for Wendy.
Can you play that song right now, Rick?
I'll keep going.
Pull it up.
It was big, it was gay, and it was creamy.
Now, I want to hear the song.
So they were unicorn, rainbow unicorns. Is that how if I go to Wawa, I'll look for that?
Yeah,
that cover.
The rainbow unicorns. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This totally should be somebody's theme song, honestly.
I think the Fashion Police or Breezango.
Yeah. There you go. That'd be great.
It's such a good song, dude.
I wish my voice could do that.
I just picture whatever wrestler is just gyrating his hips the whole time.
Like Michael P.S. Hayes.
Yeah.
Like doing the Free Birds dance.
People say I'm obsessed, Wendy. And I'm obsessed with Big Gay Ice Cream.
We were talking this week about Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And doing the podcasting rounds, man. I
think you should keep this song on the
rest
of the show.
Yeah, keep it. What do you guys? Yeah. Did you guys listen to some of those podcasts?
I listened to Austin's podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to that and the Jericho one.
Yeah, I heard the Jericho one.
Just tell him a good story.
That's a good story, yeah.
I'm glad he's good enough in health to be able to do the shows to tell the story.
We're in a very lucky time. We're in a very lucky time to have him so, right-minded.
Yeah.
He's so sharp.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, you know, like, him and Bret Hart, like, had a thing? Like, do you think they still beef, or do you think they're, like, friends.
I don't think it's there for Rick. Probably for Brett, because he holds shit. Well,
yeah. Dude, do you think it's 4 years on the air, man? Come on.
But do you think it's a work, or do you think?
No, I think he's bitter. He's a bitter man.
We just got this like cash music playing. It's like, we're just gonna drop S bomb. it's just like having a conversation at home. You just forgot that you were on the air for a minute.
But yeah, I mean,
yeah, Bret Hart holds grudges.
He's a very grudgy boy.
I think a lot of those Canadian wrestlers are. Right?
I think I'm gonna drop this music. I'm sorry. I can't concentrate. I'm just like, this is too good of a song.
If Bret Hart had his own ice cream, it'd be called Hot Grudge Ice Cream.
Hot grudge. Nice. Nice.
Haterade.
Haterade. Well, speaking of Ric Flair, should we get into our question that we ask every single week here? Huh, guys?
Who wins wrestling? Blah, 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 blah.
Difficult to do. I wish somebody would have actually seen me do all that, because that was really hard to do, to come out of Drives Me Crazy and to Wins Wrestling.
You know, it was tough that I didn't have to answer the question. Should we do it? Yes. Let's. Yeah. I was stalling for time.
I should do it.
I feel stupid when I answer questions that don't need to be answered. Like every time I go to Wawa and I pay with like a 20, and then they're like, out of 20? And I go, yes. I don't have to say yes. I know it's like...
Yeah, but they shouldn't say out of 20. You're handing them a $20 bill.
Right,
out of 50.
Right.
Just say out of 50 next time.
No, wrong.
Oh, it's out of 50. Wrong. Oh, well, let me get your change, sir.
Wrong. Sorry. Who wins wrestling?
Mark texted in. He said Ric Flair wins wrestling because of all those interviews. Damn good stories, man. Flair, the Austin podcast starts with Austin saying he hung out with Flair after the Raw reunion, and they just sat at the bar and drank, and Austin didn't want to drink anymore, but Flair just kept on telling stories, so Austin kept on drinking. And there was great, great stories, like Flair lost the heavyweight title one time because he left it in the back of some girl's car.
Yeah.
She drove off with it.
She drives my bell.
He lost a Rolex one time because some hooker stole it. There's some great, great stories on there. And there's great stories about like Andre the Giant and Harley Race and the Blackjacks and all kinds of stuff. So definitely check out this podcast.
Leia, it was like Harley Race like shot out the windows of some bar or like
yeah.
It was all of it was just
stuff. Man, crazy. Trying to live during that time period, just in general, like.
Well, I think I have this conversation once a week in my house about how like wrestlers back in the day were like men.
Right. Yeah. Like and the it's, big badass men.
Like you don't.
They were cowboys.
That part's missing.
I'm a cowboy.
Somebody use that thing.
Wanted!
Dude, they totally were, man.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? Do you think that's better or just the way it was?
It's believability is gone. Its believability is gone because it's not as genuine tough guy as it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's a matter of, like, carrying yourself like you are that tough guy versus actually being that tough guy.
Yeah.
It's a real weird thin line to walk right now, and it's tough man it's this old guard stuff, you know. Then it's also good that's not the way it is, but it's softened the business, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, and but you know,
not everything needs to stay hard for long,
right?
Blue Chew. Check out Blue Chew. enter promo code. enter promo code Wrestle. That's RASSLE. Wrestle.
Wrestle. Yeah.
All you have to do is pay for shipping, and then you get Blue Chew.
All right. Too far. People are going to start sending in money, and we don't have any pills to give them. it's weird because. You kind of miss those days because, well, those were where you get the best stories, but also it made the wrestlers feel larger than life. They made you feel like they were badasses, like they were the heroes or the villains or whatever. But it's also like the world has changed so much, and now wrestlers are just like everybody else. pretty much. They're softer. They're, you know, they get offended. You know, I mean, go to Twitter. They get offended over everything like everybody else does.
I think being in the presence of certain people in the business, you still get that tough guy energy sometimes.
Oh, sometimes, yeah. Well, it depends on who you're talking to.
But it's way more rare than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Like, you remember how Zandig was
in
CZW? He kind of had that, and we were just like, wow, man, he's really intense to be around. And now we're like, man, that guy was a douche.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's, you know, you can still be that guy, but you probably won't be very well liked.
I don't have any hilarious good times stories with John Zandig. Not one.
Got respect for the guy. The guy bought me my first pair of wrestling boots.
Yeah, cool.
So he was kind of nice sometimes.
Sure.
I guess. Matt, who wins wrestling?
I was going to say Buddy Murphy. He did another great match with Daniel Bryan, man.
Yeah, man. He got a win over Daniel Bryan. That's crazy.
Very, very cool. And that whole storyline, I don't know where it's going, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Because finally there's like something to kind of like, oh, like see where it's going.
You know what I mean?
Like
it
hasn't been dropped yet. Like I was just thinking like, did they totally drop that Maria and Mike Kanellis thing?
Or like
I haven't
seen
like they just drop stuff left and right, and it's like, oh, this storyline is still going.
Where that was going, what happened? I mean, it might get a resurgence. We might see it again sometime.
Maybe they're gonna wait till she has more of like a pregnancy bump, and then
maybe they're just waiting until she has the baby, and then okay, now you can come back and actually do something.
It'd be funny if they had like a character baby. And like the baby, like if it wasn't actually their baby, but it was another baby, like if it was like a different race baby and it wasn't like it, Mike Kanellis is like, hey, that's it. Wait a minute.
Like me, myself and Irene
type of thing. Like you ever notice the way the hair just, the water just glistens off
right.
There?
Great comedy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say Buddy Murphy as well. And I do like where I do like the whole storyline that they're doing with Roman Reigns and who attacked him and stuff like that. I think we saw apparently a twin of Rowan, and apparently Daniel Bryan is saying that's the guy that attacked you because he looks just like you, and that's how they ended SmackDown. It was on a really weird note, so I don't know where that's gonna go. I'm guessing that it's gonna end up being he just found a guy and like paid a guy off that looked like Rowan. To be like, just say that you did it. But really, it was Daniel Bryan.
But why would they attack Roman in the first place?
Who, Daniel Bryan or this random person?
Eric Rowan?
I don't know. Take him out and get a bigger spot for Daniel Bryan? Maybe. I don't know. He did it for the Bryan. He's the Rikishi of the situation. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, maybe. Corey, did you give a Who Wins Wrestling?
I did not, but I was going to say Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks. Yeah, man.
She's good in this role. I like what she's doing.
Yeah.
But I actually was going to say Bray Wyatt, but I've been saying Bray Wyatt every week.
Yeah.
Because that thing he did with the King, Lawler, man. Yeah, that was super cool.
That was cool.
And like Bray, like Lawler was like, I know what this is. I'm out of here.
Yeah, right.
It was so different, like so quick. Like it's not old because Jerry made it his own thing where he was like, oh, I already know what he was like. He was kind of like when people talk through the scary parts in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, run.
Don't go in there.
Run, you dummy.
Yeah. Why would you go into that
basement? I thought that was fresh too. Like instead of just standing there like, well,
what's
what is
happening?
This? Well, we've seen it the past like so many weeks. You know what it is.
You know what's happening.
What?
What? What's happening? What? Oh, yeah. Wow, man. I don't have a Who Wins Wrestling because Matt took mine. Buddy Murphy. Yeah, I get the Sasha Banks thing, man. It's good to have her back. It's good that she's a heel. It makes sense. Her return last week, I really enjoyed, but I didn't understand why she was wearing a purple wig.
Did you see the promo where she talked about her hair?
No.
She's like, I know everyone's talking about it, Blue just looks so good on me, and you're saying, why haven't I tried this before? Like, it's so, like, that's not what everyone's talking about.
No.
But you're like, the narcissism in your character is so funny.
Yeah,
I dig it. I think it's gonna be cool for her, mm-hmm. and I hope that you know it goes good places.
It was just weird that she came out with the purple wig and then started beating up on Natalia and then took the wig off and she just had blue hair. Why don't you just come out with blue hair? People wouldn't know that. It's like, oh, she has blue hair. That means she's evil. You know, it was just odd to me.
They don't want her to. She didn't want to be confused with somebody else with different colored hair.
Right. Purple's not in anymore.
Purple.
Pika ice cream. Speaking of the women's division, man, what did you guys think of the Bailey shoving Charlotte accepting the challenge for Night of Champions?
I don't care.
No?
My name is Bailey.
No.
And I'm not Charlotte. I'm going to challenge you.
Like, Bailey. I don't know. I just. I'm not behind what she's doing for some reason.
Why is that? Like,
I don't know.
It seems like she's getting more of a aggressive style to her a little bit. At least that's what I'm saying.
I'm aggressive,
but it feels very like same old. Like,
yeah.
For a while it's felt that way. Maybe it's because I've had Matt in my ear talking to me about how
I'm a champion. Her promos are awful, dude.
Yeah, they're not good.
She's like, it's awful. I'm gonna push you. She sounds like she sounds so like confused or like she's remembering the lines.
I'm on Burgundy.
She's like remembering the lines as she says them.
She probably is. She's been like, we've been saying that for years, man. Just let them be them. Like, yeah. Let them come up with their own promos. That's how you get golden promos. Don't write that crap out.
That's how you get golden promos.
Oh, man, there's been a lot of singing on this episode. Let's start wrapping things up, man.
Start wrapping things up, man.
Corey, what do you got going on?
Lick it up. Lick it up.
We should start a band.
Yeah. None of us play anything.
Well, we're all going to sing. Just lick it up.
Going to be the next Boys to Men.
Lick it up.
Acapella fellas.
Yeah.
Whoa, Biggie ice cream.
Corey, what do you got going on, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm doing a lot of comedy, man. I'm trying to get, I don't want to release anything or anything right now, but I just want to get good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really proud of, like, I'm really proud of how I'm doing this. And I'm not like, this sounds stupid. But I'm having a lot of fun. And I'm excited that I'm having fun.
Mm.
And I'm, in the same time, getting better at something. And I'm excited about it. And I think it kind of started, not all the way, but partly when you and I went to that improv thing, and I was like, wow, I'm not nervous doing this at all.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get real nervous doing this stuff, and it's the nerves have kind of gone away now.
Nice.
And so the stand-up is like what I'm kind of feeling like I identify as that.
Okay.
I haven't put out any new podcasts in a couple weeks. Just slow on the uptake. I got new gear, and I haven't got it all set up yet, so...
Meaning new podcast gear.
I got new podcast gear.
Yeah, not like you got new wrestling gear.
No.
That has nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to let everybody know I had new gear.
No, but I got some stuff coming up later this month. I have a guy. There's this guy, Jeffrey Deskovic, and he was locked up in New York for 10 years for a murder he didn't commit, and he just got exonerated, and he has a lawsuit that he won against the state of New York, and he's like a lawyer now.
Nice.
And I'm about to have a big, cool, like, conversation with him. I just listened to this other podcast that Noah was on, like, last week.
Yeah, Noah Hulan.
Yeah, and it was really good, and am going to do their podcast too after that, and we're going to do a swap cast with whatever the podcast, I forget what the podcast is called.
This podcast that Noah was on. Yeah. I listen to Noah all the time. He's got that podcast, Stay Doomed, a Plus Two Comedy podcast.
Stay Doomed.
Stay Doomed.
Is that from something?
Stay Doomed?
Yeah.
That's Noah's podcast.
I like that movie Stay Tuned with John Ritter.
Oh, yeah. Boy. That was a really good
classic
movie.
Classic, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine how many wrestling shows you could get on that thing, dude.
AW, New Japan.
They did a wrestling bit in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who the wrestlers were, if they were actors or if they were actual wrestlers.
Look it up. We got the internet.
We don't have time. And it's not that important.
No, I don't mean look it up right now. I mean later.
My network is, they just released a bunch of Saturday Night.
Main event?
WCW Saturday Night from 1993.
Nice.
Which 93 is my favorite year of wrestling. So I'm going to check some of those out. You don't have to cough about it.
Yeah. You don't got to get all cough about it. Remember when we used to have a cough button?
I'm all choked up. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, remember that? What happened?
Those were the days.
So I got the same plugs, man. Check out my YouTube channel, tinyurl.com/YouTubeBrickConnor, DCW videos are going up every single day. Check out our Teespring shop, teespring.com/store/wrestle-rock. More t-shirts are coming soon. They're all connected to charity, so go and help somebody out. I do another podcast with Mark Kaulbacher's sister, Karen.
Boo, boo.
Boo. Everybody boos her. Boo. It's called It's Something to Do. We just finished up Cobra Kai. We just recorded The Karate Kid. We went back to see if it holds up. Spoiler alert, it does. So check it out. That's on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever, Stitcher, and other things as well. Podbean, whatnot. But that'll about do it for this episode.
Thanks for hanging with us, folks. And if you like the show, let us know you exist. Thank you.
I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the right.
Round and round. That's how we're wrapping it up. Round and round, we wrap it up.
Yeah, go
the photograph. I need to put that song on my Spotify.
That'll about do for this
we're
episode.
We're not gonna take it.
Let me look at AEW theme songs. Oh, here it is.
That about do it for this episode of Rise of Rock. I'm Rick Connor.
I'm Corey Castle.
I'm Matt Flowers.
And let's take it out with somebody else singing, Mr. Nick Burke.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.